The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Anyone who pays even the slightest attention at work or at home knows that people live in complex social relationships. But we are not alone. Researchers have long known that other primates recognize social relationships as well. The reason is natural selection. Take, for instance, the baboons in Botswana's Okavango Delta. They live in groups of 80 to 90 individuals. Males leave the group in which they are born, while females stay in the group for their entire lives with close bonds to female relatives. The females are arranged in a matrilineal hierarchy of families, with ranks maintained for years. Although once in a while a coup is attempted, such moves are not often successful. And families stick together. The rules in a baboon society are be nice to your relatives and get in with high-ranking individuals. Field researchers have found that baboons use certain calls only in certain contexts. Screams and fear barks are only given from lower-ranking to higher-ranking baboons, while threat grunts are given only from a higher-ranking to a lower-ranking baboon.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.